the Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blehar.
Jane Dobrin, welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio itself. However, people from all over the USA can tune in simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or from the links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com and the many additional ways that people tune in. As always, I ask that you contact family members and friends and invite them to tune in. Then sit back, relax, and enjoy as we begin with this one by Ann Slack and the Memory Makers. It's called the Happy Times Polka.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're having a very great summer. And we really had a wide variety of hot weather this year. But as we all know, this is what summer's all about, so it happens all the time, so this year's been a little bit on the wild side. And during our broadcast today, I would like to update you on upcoming community events. Time goes so quickly. And as always, ask that you let others know about our broadcast and these events as well. I'm always impressed with how modern technology is allowing people from all over America to enjoy the music we play and the community efforts we promote. We can hear them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging onto SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. It's amazing how many people move from state to state and still stay in contact with some of the good things that they remember from back home. Well, I also would like to say that if you have Alexa in the house, you can ask Alexa, Alexa, Saturday Variety Program. That's Alexa, Saturday Variety Program, and it'll come up and play for you. And we certainly appreciate you spreading the word about all of our broadcasts to your family and friends. No matter where they live, they can tune in on the broadcast simply by going to Alexa, SaturdayVarietyProgram.com, or from the links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And I have special greetings today, and they are from all of our friends and supporters from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And as you see, so many things are now being done online. Well, the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union is an organization that does everything online, and they do have local offices as well. However, with so many people now involved doing things online, why don't you check them out and see what they have to offer? Check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. That's psfcu.com. And on this Saturday, July the 13th, Father Thaddeus Gurka, pastor, and all of the committee there from Sacred Heart Parish Fair is inviting you to the last day of this year's fair, and that's tonight from 5:30 until 10 p.m. on the parish grounds, 838 Walnut Street in Royersford, Pennsylvania. That's at Lewis and Walnut Street in Royersford. You're going to enjoy carnival rides, great food, games of chance, and a beer garden, a great food hall, and so much more. Remember, tonight is the last night, so put that as a thing to do on this July the 13th, 5:30 to 10 p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish Grounds, 838 Walnut Street in Royersford, Pennsylvania. If you need additional information, you can call area code 610-948-5915. And if you need flowers for any occasion, remember, Bee Flowers is there to serve you locally in the Philadelphia Tri-State area or nationally. No matter where you live, you can contact Bee Flowers. For more information, visit their internet site by going to bee-flowers.com. That's bee-flowers.com. Or you can give them a call at area code 267-519-2453. Now, if you're looking for birthday, anniversary, get well, season and holiday greetings, receptions, no matter what it is, Bee Flowers is there to serve you. For more information, give them a call at 267-519-2453. Well, how about we pause now and enjoy this next selection? It is by the Malak Brothers, and it's Strolling Through the Park Polka, as we say happy birthday and Stolat to Rick Valaitis from his wife, Jean. We'll also send this one out for Raymond Miska from his wife, Josie, to Jan Usevich from his wife, Janina, for Richard Mankowski from his wife, Edna, and for Steve Orlovsky from his wife, Halina. For all of them and all of you celebrating a birthday this week, let's enjoy this one by the Malak Brothers.
80 years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanossa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
And I want to tell you, Chev's kielbasa is certainly a big hit at all of those special family events and picnics. For more information, visit them on the internet at kielbasiboys.com. And I would like to note that the Polish American News, the July edition, is now on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. It has a lot of information that you'll be pleased to share with people. Interesting stuff, historic stuff. People like to feel good about what is part of their heritage and their what's going on in their community. So do check it out. And of course, copy the link and send it off to family and friends. And at this time, I have special greetings to all of you from Mr. James Robaczewski, who is the national president of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, well known as the PRCUA. Now, this organization was started 150 years ago, and of course, it's a national organization offering life insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, educational scholarships, and so much more. I urge you to check them out on the internet by going to PRCUA.org. That's PRCUA.org. You'll be very pleased with what you see, and you'll also be able to see many other links there on that front page, PRCUA.org, relating to the services provided by the PRCUA. You can also call their main telephone number during regular business hours at 1-800-772-8632. Remember, this is a national fraternal insurance company. Well, the Second Street Polish Society from South Philadelphia will be having their annual summer Polish party, Zabawa nad Morzem, and that'll be on Saturday, August the 17th, from 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. They're at Keenan's, 113 Old New Jersey Avenue in North Wildwood, New Jersey. And boy, we love those shore days, especially when it's hot in inland and you go to the shore, you're really happy you're there. They're going to be featuring great food and refreshments, music, and lots of Polish-American hospitality. The date, once again, is Saturday, August the 17th, from 4 until 8 p.m. there at Keenan's in North Wildwood, New Jersey. Do spread the word. They will have tickets at the door. It's always a great time. And there's also a promo in the July edition of the Polish American News. Do spread the word. Invite everybody to attend. And if you would like more information, you can call Bill at area code 215-303-9043. That's Bill at 215-303-9043. Or you can call Ron at 215-266-9333. And all proceeds will benefit the Second Street Polish Society Scholarship Program. Now, I always say that if you're looking for a special gift, say something out of this world for a family member or friend, well, Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts has two locations to serve you. In Pennsylvania. Now, they have one in the King of Prussia Mall. That's at 690 West DeKalb Pike. And I encourage you to visit that site by going to polskapolishpottery.com. You can call that store number at area code 610-256-2306. Now, they do have that second location, and that's located at 29 Wyoming Valley Mall. That's in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And for more information about that store, you can give them a call at area code 570-592-6382, or you can check out their internet site by going to Polish Pottery PolishPotteryPride.com. That's PolishPotteryPride.com. And they have a link in the Polish American News on the back page. And they also have a promo within the newspaper. So do check it out. You'll be very pleased with what you find. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I have a few wedding anniversary wishes to extend. One is going for Lauren and John Valens, for Agnes and Joe Zawistowski, for Ann and Joe McCluskey, for Joan and Bob Rogers, for Mary and Al Litra, for Janice and Ed Fuller, as well as for Teresa and Jan Zukowski. For all of them and all of you that are celebrating a wedding anniversary this week, how about we enjoy this selection? It's the Seaside Waltz, and it's by Chuck Pendrak and his band. And ladies and gentlemen, every day we hear reasons why jobs left the United States, but it's more important to focus on restoring jobs for the future of American workers so past mistakes do not continue to be made. As the American people saw industries close, jobs for Americans being relocated to foreign countries, job skills and paychecks for Americans being lost, and more buildings with for sale and for rent signs, it should have been a red flag for every American, especially elected political leaders. Some people tell me they thought other types of jobs would replace those being lost, while others say they did not know what to do or who to contact to voice their concerns. There should have been a major response from America's national leaders 35 years ago, as they watched large numbers of businesses and jobs moving out of America. Back in 1999, we began the American Workers Need You and Buy American Made campaign and encouraged a public outcry from every sector of America's businesses and employment base. It would have been good if there was more guidance from America's elected leaders who simply responded, "This happens in a free market economy." Our response to their response has always been, "How about the well-being of American workers, America's families, and the large and small businesses based here in America that need all of us to be American customers?" In order to change our situation, everyone is asked to be a Buy American Made campaign promoter by speaking up in support of American Made and by spending your money on products made and assembled in the United States of America. Thanks to everyone who has been supporting our efforts during the last 25 years. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. Email them to michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, it is true. We began promoting the Buy American Made campaign in 1999. It was just the commentary on the Saturday broadcast. And then people said, "That's a good message. Let's get it into the hands of other people." And many radio programs and some newspapers began to pick it up. And I want to take this opportunity now to say thank you to the radio broadcasters and newspapers that are advertising the commentaries now, urging people to support our workers and our businesses, and also to the newspapers. They've been doing wonderful. The newspapers, the radio programs, unbelievable, because people see that it's important that we support one another. If we don't support one another, who is going to do it? I encourage you to listen to our broadcast every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. Tune in again this week, July the 17th, and you will hear our panel members and guests, Larkin Conley, Bruce Bassett Powell, Mark Andel, our engineer Henry Chaplinsky, join me in trying to promote more and more things to do to help one another keep our jobs, get more job skills in the country. We don't want to hear any more articles, that are coming up in the news media and all, "Oh, this company's moving out," or whatever. What are we doing to keep those businesses here? This year is a political year. We'll be listening at the campaigns and at the conventions. What are these people seeking our votes going to do to decrease inflation, get emergency services moving again the way they should be, and help one another to survive in America, because America is the greatest place to live? Do tune in again this Wednesday, July the 17th. And for more information, you can also go to any of our sites and go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And we have many sites on that particular main site. It takes you to the Debt Clock. It's National Small Business Weekend. All of these type of efforts that we've been promoting, and you will see just how important it is for us to continue to promote it, and with your help, we can continue to do so. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a real crazy week this week with all the heat, and now, unbelievable what's going on. But as I said earlier, that's what the summer season is all about. Everybody and their grandmother has been talking about it. But hey, soon, before you know it, fall will be here and everybody will remember how it was. Well, let's pause now and send out this selection to all of you. This one is by the Maestro's Men, and it's called "The Polka Season," and it's going out for all of you, our outstanding supporters. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Saturday Variety Program, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware, 7 days a week here on 860 AM. I'm Michael Blihosh, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and I welcome you to spread the word about all the broadcasts here on 860. Our schedule is the same, Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on Monday and Tuesday. Enjoy hostess Barbara Janicka. On Wednesdays, I'm welcoming you to be part of American Workers Radio from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Thursday morning, Barbara is back, and that is followed by the Pauline Fathers Radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, from 11:45 a.m. until 12 noon. On Fridays, tune in from 11 a.m. until 12 noon with hostess Barbara Janicka. And on Saturdays, I'm always welcoming you to be with us here on the radio. However, remember, you can tune in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging onto SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or from the links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And then on Sundays, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Janicka, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Debbie Micah. Now, if you have a special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, just send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program Office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA 19106, and I'll do my very best to have it done for you on the appropriate Saturday. Well, time passes very quickly, and before you know it, the 58th annual Polish American Festival and Country Fair will be taking place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, during Labor Day weekend this year, August the 31st, September the 1st, and September the 2nd. And the weekend after Labor Day, September the 7th and the 8th. And the festival is open each day from 12 until 8 p.m. on all 5 days. Those dates, once again, are going to be August the 31st, Labor Day weekend, and that's the September the 1st and September the 2nd. And then Labor Day weekend is passed, and then we go to the first full weekend of the month, which is September the 7th and the 8th, 12 noon until 8 p.m. For more information, you can visit PolishAmericanFestival.org. That's PolishAmericanFestival.org. And yes, they do have a promo in the July edition of the Polish American News. And before you know it as well, we will be marking the 43rd anniversary celebration of Polish American Heritage Month. And at this time, this is a special notice about October as Polish American Heritage Month. There is a full notice in the July edition of the Polish American News. We're asking everybody to get involved, to stay involved with October as Polish American Heritage Month, whether you're doing something with your family and friends or you're doing something in one of your organizations. Do spread the word and invite people to go to the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com and click on the October Polish American Heritage Month link. It's right there on the left side of the page. You'll be very, very pleased with all the information that it has. And do copy the link and send it off to family and friends. And then I also want to mention that the Pulaski Day Parade Committee in Philadelphia is planning for the 91st annual Pulaski Day Parade in Philadelphia. That'll be on Sunday, October the 6th, and they're asking you also to help spread the word. It'll be on the Parkway in Center City, Philadelphia, the first parade that was on the Parkway when the Parkway opened, and it will be televised on WPVI-TV6-ABC from 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon, and there is a full notice as well in the July edition of the Polish American News, and more to come. And there's also information on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And for those of you that enjoyed that Stolat that I played a few times, well, it is right there on the front page of Polish American Center. Just go down a few links in the middle and you'll see Stolat. You'll be able to play two versions of it. And people are very pleased because, you know, you look for something to play over the phone. Everybody's at a distance now. Put it up on your Facebook or whatever. You can do whatever you choose. It's a great way to share a little bit of specialness. And also, best wishes to you and yours from all of our friends and supporters from WSFS Bank. Remember, they stand for service and they are very supportive of our community. For more information and to find out where the closest banking office is to you, visit them on the internet by going to wsfsbank.com. That's wsfsbank.com. Well, time now for us to say happy birthday and Stolat to Teresa Furness from her husband Ed, to Carol McMichaels from her husband Andy, and to Sophia Brunkowski from her husband Michael, and also for Margaret Jean Zaslow from her husband Ed, to Mary Zemba from her husband Ed as well, and to Mary Ann Urban from her husband Pete. For all of them and all of you celebrating a birthday this week, all the ladies in our audience, let's enjoy this selection. It is the Silver Kisses Polka, and it's by Rick Gazda and his band. Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. And on this Saturday, July the 13th, Father Thaddeus Gurka, who is the pastor of Sacred Heart Parish there in Royersford, Pennsylvania, and all of his parish fair committee are inviting you to the last day of their fair. That's tonight from 5:30 until 10 p.m. on the parish grounds, 838 Walnut Street in Royersford, Pennsylvania. They have carnival rides, great food, games of chance, a beer garden, and lots of fun for all. Today's the day. That's July the 13th, 5:30 until 10 p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish Grounds, 838 Walnut Street in Royersford, Pennsylvania. Stop by and enjoy. And also, I'd like to remind you about the Polish-American Cultural Center Museum. Well, this is a very special place. And bearing all that in mind, and thank you for spreading the word to everyone, I have this special message for all of you.
Philadelphia welcomes many bus groups visiting the historic district every day. If you're planning a group tour to Philadelphia, be sure to visit the Polish American Cultural Center Museum at 308 Walnut Street and the Kosciuszko House at 3rd and Pine Streets. When you make your plans, call the museum in advance so that a representative can greet your group and give them a tour. Call the Polish American Cultural Center Museum Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. and let them know when your group is planning to visit. You can call the museum at area code 215-922-1700.
And I would also like to remind you that you can visit the museum's internet site by going to PolishAmericanCenter.com. And as you know, United Social Services has been serving southeastern Pennsylvania since 1908, and you know it as Polish American Social Services and United Social Services. And for more information, you can contact their office Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at area code 215-923-1900 and visit them on the internet by going to PolishAmericanSocialServices.com or UnitedSocialServices.com. And at this time, Polish American Social Services is asking everyone not to give any callers any type of personal information over the phone. Now, this has been a growing problem with scammers, and you are asked not to give your personal information. In fact, what I do when someone asks me for something, I start asking them for their name and who is employing them, and ask them for their employee identification number. In most cases, they hang up the phone. However, I want to note that government agencies, banks, and organizations like Polish American Social Services do not call and ask for your personal information unless you're dealing with them directly and you requested that they assist you. If you'd like additional information, you can call United Polish American Social Services this week, Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at 215-923-1900. And they thank you for spreading the word about all these good things to family and friends. I also want to note that the GoodRx program has been getting a lot of positive publicity. And they're asking that you spread the word, because this is really what it's all about. If we don't save money on our own, we're not going to be able to save any money. Helping you save money on prescription drugs is very important. So when you have to have a prescription, do ask for the GoodRx plan with your particular drugstore. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pause now with you and enjoy this selection. It is the polka from Poland, and it's by Ray J and the Carousels.
Zagrajcie mi poleczkę, 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 podtańcuję troszeczkę, podtańcuję troszeczkę. Zagrajcie mi poleczkę, podtańcuję troszeczkę. Dobra jest ta poleczka, 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 bo wesoła i skoczna, bo wesoła i skoczna. Dobra jest ta poleczka, bo wesoła i skoczna. Najlepsza poleczka, to jest polka zopoczna, a najlepsza poleczka, to jest polka zopoczna, z dobry dzbanek i szklanka, i szklanka, i szklanka, a najlepsza tramblanka, a najlepsza tramblanka, z dobry dzbanek i szklanka, a najlepsza tramblanka.
Leck Waste Services celebrates 50 years of service to the Delaware Valley. They have everything you need for your trash and recycling needs, from dumpsters and compactors, portable toilets to mobile shredding and e-waste. Leck Services does it all. For more information, call 215-675-8000 or visit leckwasteservices.com.
And whenever you call any of our sponsors, make sure you let them know that you hear about them right here on our Saturday Variety program or during our weekday broadcast here on 860. You know, it's really important that we keep all of these things moving along, and your participation is very, very important. And you know, with all of the summer season efforts going on, I have this message for you, especially if you live in the Philadelphia tri-state area.
For over 80 years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
And whenever you stop by any of our sponsors, make sure you let them know that you hear about them right here on our Saturday Variety program. And as I say so often, I want to note that the Polish-American community and all people who stand with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters for freedom, peace, and justice appreciate the help that has been coming along, because many, many, many millions of people had to flee the country and go to Poland and surrounding countries. And if you are able to help in any way, there is a link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Click on the link that says Campaign to Aid Ukrainian Refugees. Your support is very, very important. And I also want to note that there is a Support Our Supporters link on the last page of the Polish American News. It is one of those pages that is active throughout, and no matter what you click on, you'll be able to go to the service that you're looking for, whether it's the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, Union Roofing, or ShopRite, or Rivers Casino, or Polka Deli. They are all active, and of course, they welcome you to support them in every way that you can. They're doing their job as great businesses, and we thank them accordingly. Also, I have special greetings today to Polonia from Kazimir Kowalski, Joseph Walunes, from Pat Foka, and all the members of PAHA, the Polish American Heritage Association, from Camden County, New Jersey, as well as from the Gruszewski and Schaller family, from Helen Cizio. And you know that Helen is the Grand Marshal of the 91st Annual Pulaski Day Parade that will be taking place on October the 6th in Center City, Philadelphia, and we wish her the very best. And she and all members of the Polish American Heritage Association, PAHA, from Manayunk and Roxborough in Philadelphia, wish you and yours the very best. Before we go further, how about we pause now and enjoy this selection? It is by the Matusz Singers, along with Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. It's called Koło Mego Miasteczka, which means a little bit of happenings within my own town.
The Polish National Alliance, America's largest ethnic fraternal life insurance and investment organization, encourages you to open a PNA annuity. Your deposits are tax deferred. You can open the account with $500 and then make future deposits in any amount in your tax deferred annuity. For more information about PNA annuities, IRAs, and life insurance programs, call the Polish National Alliance at their toll-free number 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723. And complete details will be sent to you from the National Office. When you call, you can also request that a local PNA representative contact you directly with further details about PNA annuities, IRAs, and their many insurance programs. Call the Polish National Alliance at 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723.
And for all of you living in southeastern Pennsylvania and the state of New Jersey, I want to remind you about Union Roofing, and you can check them out on the internet to see the many services that they offer. Go to unionroofing.net. That's unionroofing.net. You can also give their telephone number a call at 215-464-6425. And this is the time of year that a lot of people go out and enjoy themselves. Well, the Pauline Fathers and Brothers would like to invite all of you to visit the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. For more information, I encourage you to check them out on the internet by going to polishshrine.com. That's polishshrine.com, where they have all information about what is happening there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Do spread the word and invite family members and friends to attend their Polish festival. That's during Labor Day weekend and, of course, the weekend afterwards. 5 days of great fun and entertainment there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Well, my advice to everyone is think cool and you'll be cool. And until we meet in our travels, my best wishes to you and yours from all of us in the Blihash family. Stay well, be happy. Do widzenia I przyjemnego weekendu. Tune in anytime by going to the front pages of AmericanWorkersRadio.com for our Wednesday show and for our Saturday broadcast 24 hours a day simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. This final selection is for all of you.